stop.
How you doing, everybody? Threesome Podcast number 56, Lex and Stacy. How you doing, Stace?
I am great, Lex. How are you?
I am awesome.
I know that.
I am ready for another awesome threesome podcast, my labor of love. Mostly
mine, too.
Mostly because it's a half-hour show, not 5 hours.
I know this must have seemed like you know, dog years to you.
It's nothing. Yeah, it's like a segment. It's crazy, but I like it. And it's kind of the way the world's going. You know, there's not a lot of Lex and Terry's left to do that long of a show. It's like the shows have just gotten shorter and shorter. But we're fucking amazing and can generate content for 5 hours. So as long as we can do that, we will.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking A. And we, of course, have too much content usually and don't get to what we want to get to.
We have none, actually. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, some days we don't, and that ends up being our best ones. Like our last episode, we had one story.
Number 55.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it, my God, you're missing something awesome.
Yeah, 55 was one of my favorites. 54 was pretty spot on, too.
The Cats in the Cradle episode.
Yeah, the Cats in the Cradle.
yeah.
You really feel that way? No. I don't know what her problem is. No, you're pretty good, actually. I'm sorry she brought all that up. I guess that was her take on it.
Hey, I'll see you in a couple weeks, Dad. Not really.
No, you won't, son. No, I will. I got a flight and everything. Okay, you dumb little fucker.
You are so stupid.
No, you're such a stupid man. I raised such a dumb fuck. He's probably still saying it. It's like he goes, at least he's probably up there now going, well, at least you got it finally. Jesus Christ. I'm glad you were doing cocaine when I died. I couldn't stand to watch you do this consciously.
What's going on? Dad!
He was probably relieved. Thank God he's not in town and there's competent people to handle this till he gets here.
Mom, Dad won't wake up.
The guy all but said, I'm dying.
I know.
I'm like, oh, I'll see you in a couple weeks, Dad. Seriously. Oh, man. So now, if you don't know what we're talking about, you got to go back and listen to it. Because it was, everything about it was absolutely true. 100%.
Well, at least your sister will make a difference. That was his last thought.
Oh, God. She heard it and was in tears. She goes, oh, my God, I just heard your podcast for the first time. I can't believe. She goes, do you talk about this stuff all the time, like family? And I went, no. Probably about every 10th one, maybe. I don't know. You just caught us on a good one. Starring you.
And we by no means have the My Lex's Sister's a Horror podcast episode.
No, not yet. But I did used to fuck her over pretty bad. You know, like, you know, she had one, you know, dude she favored, you know, but she had like guys come over in high school and visit and stuff like that and hang out. And I'd always throw her under the bus. With whoever was over there. It's like, yeah, you're a lot nicer than the guy that was here earlier. Anyway, I got to go. See you. There was a guy here earlier? Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew. Sorry. See you later. Yeah. Lex! Yes.
Make sure she brushed her teeth first.
Lex! Why'd you tell me? Would you tell George? I was like, oh, well, maybe it had something to do with dumping me from about 10 feet into a laundry basket. Yes, I don't forget. Anyway, you may not want to leave me alone with these people.
Yes.
My mom in the corner just laughing like, oh, I didn't think he had it in him. Right on.
If only his father knew.
Yeah. He still thinks I'm a dumb fuck. My sister was the shining star. You're going to be great things, and I just hope for you.
I remember after my father passed away, my mom went on this kick, like with seeing psychics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a psychic fair that came to Saginaw, and she asked if I wanted to go. And there's actually a whole other story, but she goes, and this woman, Madge, whatever her name was, is supposed to be very good. And I can vouch that the woman is. She scared the shit out of me. But she, anyway, mom and I sit down, and mom's pulling out pictures of like my dad and my brother, because my brother's not there. He's not dead, but he just wasn't with us.
Right.
And she sat there and you know, touched the pictures and everything, and was like, you know, oh, your husband was this kind of man. And she gives this long, lengthy just speech about dad. And then, you know, talks about my brother and, you know, just how awesome and wonderful he is and everything. And then literally looks at me, looks back at my mom and says, you have a very lovely daughter. And that was it.
Now get her out of here.
And I was like, wow. Now, I can tell you, when I finally had my private thing with her, now this is what's creepy with this. I've never seen a woman. I don't know her or anything. And I sit down, and it's her and an old lady who can like see auras. And they both sit there for a moment discussing how lovely my aura is and stuff. And then without saying anything, what?
No, nothing.
The psychic says, you're having an affair with your boss.
Okay.
And you can hear in this like hushed room, my asshole literally slammed shut, because I was in fact having an affair with my boss, to the point now where they were just discussing the aura. So I'm thinking in an infrared type thing that like I've got like stuff all over me or something, you know.
an aura with schmeg all over it.
Yes, kind of a black light CSI thing. So I'm just looking at her like, oh, she's god,
she's got spiritual semen all over her.
Yes. And so it was just really awkward and uncomfortable. And I was really grateful that my mom wasn't sitting there with me anymore. And after I go home, now this is where I'm going to truly sound like a terrible person. My boyfriend asks how it went. Yes.
I don't know. You'll have to ask the guy I'm fucking.
And I just say, oh, you know, and I told the story about how she just said I was a lovely daughter and that was it, you know, to kind of deflect things. And he asked who I saw. And I said, it was this lady named Midge or Madge. And his eyes get big. And he says, you're not going to believe this. I got a reading from a woman named Madge last year. And it was weird. I never mentioned it to you because I felt bad, because she told me that my girlfriend was cheating on me.
Oh, God.
So this is why I believe that woman is totally legit.
Oh, dude.
Because that was like a year apart.
Do you remember Essida? Or was that, before you?
I think that was not during while I was there. Well, I think that was after, actually.
Well, we had her on, and it was right after my mother died, and my kid, like the night before, or two nights before, maybe even a week before, but it was within proximity. shot my kid's first dance recital. And she was like in this little rabbit outfit and everything, and she, you know, had this little dance solo that was like 25 or 30 seconds, and she was knocking shit over and everything. It was hilarious. It was really good. And we're like sitting there, and first off, she turns to Jim Knight, who was our news person at the time, and says, how you doing with your digestive problems, Jim? And he
then nervously shits.
Now she's on the phone, okay?
Okay.
And you know, she's 3,000 miles. She's in British Columbia somewhere. She's on the fucking phone. She's not in the studio. She doesn't know jack shit. She hasn't talked to any of us about anything. And he gets white as a ghost. And we're like, hey, is she kind of onto something there, Jim? He's like, yeah. And it's like, okay, well, whatever. You know, it's, you're shitting yourself, I guess. We'll talk about it later. And then she gets to me and she goes, your mom really enjoyed your daughter's video from the other night.
And did you just weep openly at that moment?
I'm like, I'm sorry, my mother's dead. She goes, yeah, I know. And she goes, for a couple months now? I said, yeah.
We hope.
And she said, yeah, she saw the video of it. She goes, did you watch that recently? And I said, yes, last night, actually.
Aww.
And she goes, well, she really enjoyed it. And she laughed. She goes, did she knock something over? And I went, uh-huh. I mean, just one thing after another, and then she was nailing other things for other people. You know, I totally believe. I do. You know?
So you don't think Terry, like, fed her that information prior to you?
I never said anything to Terry about it. You know? Not a word. Hmm. So yeah. And he certainly didn't know anything about Jim Knight's, you know...
corny bowels.
We went in afterwards, and I said, Jim, what was that about? And he goes, I have Crohn's disease.
I have IBS. I'll just randomly shit.
And I said, was it like flaring up today? He goes, no. He goes,
not till after the phone call.
Yeah. He goes, it really took me off guard. I said, yeah, I saw that. He goes, it's something that I got to deal with every once in a while, but he goes, it blew my mind she said something. You know, and of course we started joking, like, I wonder if you can smell like spiritual shit coming out of you or something like that. You know?
Spiritual shit, yeah. There's a band name right there.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Detroit.
Yeah.
We're spiritual shit.
So... So I totally believe. And we had her back on a couple of different times. I guess I can go ahead and say this because we've talked about it on Lex and Terry, but that was Terry's first wife, you know, like 2-3 decades ago. And yes. And they're still friends and everything. But he said, I just couldn't stay in a relationship with that. It was crazy. You know,
I don't imagine that's the only reason.
No, I mean, I get it. Could you imagine? I mean, you'd have to be a fucking saint. You know, you would. I mean, even your impure thoughts that you wouldn't even act on, you're like, feel fucking guilty about. You know, I mean,
I would have to think, though, if you have this gift and it's that sharp and that accurate, that you just have learned to deal and know that everyone's going to disappoint you all the time and just get over it. You know what I mean?
I'd be so fucking manipulative with that. That'd be my problem. It's like, oh, by the way, I do want to do those things to you. Hey, yeah, doing the pointing eye thing. Yeah, you got where I'm coming from here, huh? Yeah. Why don't you put that on for me tonight? Thanks. You know, and then when you're in the divorce trial, you can say, I never said that to her. Find me some tape. She's nuts. She was a beautiful chick. I mean, it's he said, he goes, this is just really hard to live up to, you know. It's like you're just wondering all the time. Wow, that was a fucked up thing I just thought. I wonder if she caught that.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Her eyes are always glistening from the disappointment.
Yes, Terry, I know you want to fuck that girl. It's like, God damn.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, just crazy stuff, you know. I want somebody clueless. Yeah. What are you thinking? Oh, don't you want to know?
Blink, blink.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
How do you feel about consensual rape?
Consensual what? What does that mean?
It's easier to show you than tell you.
Okay, I trust you.
I know you do. As well you should. Because after all, I'm a man of God.
You're the best guy ever.
I got baptized once. I don't know if I told you that or not. So let's get started.
Okay, where would you like me? Blink, 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 blink.
I know. It's like, I've always been with pretty smart, astute women, you know, that pretty much have me figured out that I'm not exactly perfect as far as saintly thoughts.
Yes.
So I'm always on guard. It's like, what are you thinking about? And then I go to one of my stock answers. Sports.
Now, when you see a man who is with a woman who is clearly stupid and is not pretty, why would he be with her? Is it an easily to control and manipulate thing?
I don't think so. I think, you know, and I'm going on when we're younger, because I think people end up in relationships being on the physical attraction side. I don't think they really think about the intricacies of what you're going to deal with in 10 or 15, 20 years. So I really don't think much about it. I really don't. Because usually if a chick is stupid, and you can see the guy's irritation with it if you're hanging out with him or whatever. And if there isn't any, then there's something about her that is quelling and good for him. You know, that maybe... maybe he doesn't want to deal with somebody that's, you know, a bucket of brains and inquisitive and always wanting to test your knowledge and fucking with you. And, you know, there is something to that. There really is. Because I've been with both kind of chicks. You know, the ones that are completely trying to test my, you know, intelligence and acumen all the time. It's exhausting. It really is.
I have this game that I play. It's my own little game. It's what makes me... Yeah, that too. I choose sports events. And like when men are watching. And I will sit there silently, like a good girl, not interrupting the game or anything. But I'm thinking, what is the dumbest question I can ask right now? And have it be so stupid. But they don't catch that it is so stupid. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got one for you. You guys want me to stay?
No, I've asked questions like when watching football, going, how do they get that orange line to move between plays?
Yeah. I've often wondered that myself.
and my personal little victory is if I can get a man to answer honestly when I've just asked the dumbest question I could think of. Because now most men that know me are on to me and will just flash me a look like, shut up, you know? Mm-hmm. And won't answer the question.
I would. Here's what that means. It means you're stupid. Anything else? Anything else you want to try me on for size with, Stacey, since I've known you 20 years now?
I bet I could get you. I could get you to answer a stupid sports question and not have a clue.
Not only do I know that you know what it means, I also know you don't give a fuck.
That's the other thing.
Which would have been my answer to you. Like, you give a fuck. Shut up.
My greatest moment of victory in sports irritation was one time my husband was watching football, and I managed to accidentally place myself directly between him and the TV and then ask with big, innocent, pretty eyes, would you like to watch Twilight with me? And was like, yes. Yeah. No, I don't want to watch Twilight right now.
No. As a matter of fact, let me show you the Packers.
Nice. I've been the Lions. The Bears.
No, the lion is, I love you.
Now move. It's almost kickoff.
Yeah, get the fuck out of the way. I don't want to watch Twilight when the fucking game's not on, let alone now.
But yes, ladies, it's a fun game to play if you are bored out of your mind to sit there. And the whole goal is to ask the dumbest question that you possibly can and get a man to answer it while the game's on.
Sandy used to try and emasculate me in front of my friends and go, let's talk about Samantha's education.
Good woman.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So I'd say, Samantha, come here. I want to teach you something. Don't ever talk to a fucking guy during a football game. Now get out of here. There. She learned something. Anything else? Why don't we have sandwiches?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that she was so.
Where's my beer, bitch?
She was so women's libby. I used to love to say, why aren't we eating things?
Why hasn't my food magically appeared in front of me?
And she, to her credit, would always say, because you haven't made it for yourself. Oh my God, it's good. It's good.
And Lex would trudge off to the kitchen. Come back with two sandwiches.
I always ordered stuff on the phone. I didn't need anybody.
But would you answer the door, or would she?
It depends on who was close. If I was hungry enough, I'd answer the door.
Move. Daddy's hungry.
Yeah. Even in the middle of a play. It's in the first quarter. Who gives a fuck?
Well, that's a great thing about DVRs now. You can pause it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a struggle with Lisa. She's like, what's your plan for lunch? Yeah, as in, you're going to make us lunch. And I most of the time go, oh, well, I've moved on to dinner since I've had lunch already. But you can go ahead. I was hoping you'd make us something. You want me to make you something? Why don't you just ask instead of this little show going on here?
But my pussy.
Yeah. I'd rather you just be upfront that you're using your sexuality for me to fix you lunch rather than the... You going to make us some lunch? You too? You'll get to eat too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I get to eat too.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Oh, my God, Jesus. That's so sweet of you.
Yes.
The other
run
one.
Run along.
The other one's with the walking of the dogs. The dogs need to go outside. I know. Take them. Well, I don't feel very good. I was kind of hoping you would. I don't feel very good either. I was kind of hoping you would. Since I go to work. since I worked today and you didn't. I think you should do it. Oh, remember when we got this little black dog? You had on those sweet leather pants, and you seduced me into getting it for you. And you said that you would walk it every time, and I'd never have to deal with it. Well, the chickens have come home to roost, haven't they? Now get out of here. You get out of here. And and half the time I'll go, give me the fucking leash. I'll take it. Jesus Christ. Everything's a production. But
and you love it.
But listen, it's like half the time it's no skin off my ass to do something, but I love the putting her through the paces. I just can't go, sure, I'll do it. Like, I don't get it. my ego just won't let me do it. I have to be a dick before I actually get up and do it for her, which drives her fucking crazy. She's like, why can't
Because there is no selfless act.
I'm like, you wouldn't respect me if I just went, sure, I'll do it. She goes, yeah, probably not.
I said, put your little boy panties on before you head out. Yeah,
I need to know that you know that this is fucking bullshit before I go do it for you. Okay?
And you will so owe me later.
Yeah. You will so be my, prehistoric sex slave.
Rawr.
Yeah.
It's the T-Rex and Raptor sex.
And of course, she's always like, that's fine. I got a couple minutes later. And I undauntingly say, good, that's all I need. Because this isn't about you. I said, feel good that I think enough of you and your sexuality that it only takes that long.
Yeah.
It's like, I think you're amazingly hot, coupled with my probably ongoing erectile dysfunction as I age. I don't need the pill yet, but it's coming.
Well, I can say I can vouch for you. I know the pill works on you.
Oh, yeah. You got to see.
I did.
Yeah. It was weird, though, the way it worked on me. It was not an immediate thing. We took it on the show, and I had a real buzzy feeling. It was like, I was like kind of content, but I wasn't horny. And we had like strippers all over the studio and everything. Remember, we were trying to,
yes,
and it was like, but it was Jacksonville strippers.
So I recall there was a lot of booby rubbing.
There's all kinds of stuff like that, and. And I was like, no different than usual. It's a little happy down there, but I'm not like sticking out of my pants or anything. And I went home and took a nap, and I woke up at 2:00, and oh my God, I was like,
it was the 4-hour later erection.
Yeah, it was, it was the, like, should I go to the hospital one? But yeah, it just doesn't do its immediate thing with me.
Well, it did a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you were wearing plaid shorts. I remember this clearly. And you swung around in your chair so that you were facing me. And you took your hands and placed them around your groinal area, thus pulling your shorts tight against little Lex, and said, look, I think it's working. And I glanced long enough to say, yes, I think it is, Lex.
Thank you for not suing me.
Swinging back around and continuing the show with total professionalism.
Yes. That's what I do. Hey, yes. If you don't think Adrian Peterson's run for a touchdown with a hard on, you're crazy.
Is this a thing?
No, it's guys, especially younger guys, get hard at the drop of a hat for no reason. It's crazy.
I know that they poop themselves while playing sports.
I know. I, I I remember I went through this phase where I'd drive home from work and get an erection for no reason. Not thinking about, farthest thing from my mind is sex or what I'm going to get when I get home or whatever. And I'd like look down and go, Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Hey.
You know?
Buddy.
Yeah, buddy, what is this? Looks like you're happy here at Rock 105. Mine gets like that when cash flow is up. Such an inside joke.
And if I ever get that damn house built.
Yeah, oh God. The house from... Well, somebody wasn't in a huge hurry for that house to be built. The wife could have waited a lifetime for that house to be built.
Yeah.
It's because of that house that I never wanted to ever build a house. Sandy, when we moved to Dallas, she's like, are we going to build a house? It's like, no, we'll get a spec one. That's fine. Yeah. No, that's cool.
There will be no builders or contractors anywhere near my family.
There won't be guys super manlier than me spending 8 hours a day over here. That's not happening. They may be manly, but they're not smarter than I am. That's not happening. So, anyway, that we never really did get to our news stories, did we?
No, it's okay.
Maybe next time.
yeah.
But enjoyed it, Stacey. Threesome Podcast number 56. If you're downloading regular podcasts, just keep it coming right here. You'll be able to download everything we do from here on out. And we will see you next time on the Threesome Broadcast. Bye, Stacey.
Bye.